I'm Steve Miller reporting. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights has condemned the killing and wounding of Palestinians by Israeli troops in mass protests on the Gaza border Monday. Zayed Raad al-Hussein spokesman Rupert Colville described the killings as appalling, deadly violence. At least 60 Palestinians were killed and more than 1,300 demonstrators were injured.
And we're extremely worried about what may happen later today, which is obviously an emotional day on all sides, as well as in the weeks ahead. And we urge maximum restraint. Enough is enough.
Colville urged an investigation into the events and said those responsible must be held accountable. White House Deputy Press Secretary Rod Shaw says China has raised concerns about sanctions on Chinese tech firm ZTE at several levels.
It's a significant issue of concern of the Chinese government, you know, and in our bilateral relationship, there's a give and take, and we discuss these issues.
Trump pledged to get even with China on trade practices that hurt American consumers during his election campaign. He's now facing backlash from Republican and Democratic lawmakers after he promised to work with Chinese President Xi Jinping to help ZTE, saying too many jobs in China had been lost. Amnesty International warned on Tuesday that rights defenders in Pakistan are under threat from alleged digital attacks, endangering their personal security in a country where it is extremely dangerous to be a human rights activist. The monitoring group has released findings of its four-month investigation into what it condemned as a sinister campaign. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. George Soros' Open Society Foundation will close its office in Budapest and move to Berlin. Reuters.